Welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. I'm Brian Sexton. Well, training camp 2016 is upon us, and this is the start of a very busy week here at EverBank Field, culminating on Thursday when training camp actually begins over on the practice fields. Before then, it's a chance to speculate, to find out answers to questions, and to hear from the players and coaches. We started today as the quarterbacks and rookies reported, with Jaguars general manager Dave Caldwell and quarterback Blake Bortles. The rest of the team reports on Wednesday for a conditioning test, a team meeting, and the start of practice on Thursday. Dave Caldwell, as he looks down the list, has a lot of to-do items, but not many lingering questions.
There's no what-ifs for us right now. You know, there could have been a what-if, you know, week three, week four into the season or into the preseason, but we kind of have our questions answered as our game plan for him.
Bortles did have some questions in 2015. He had a new offensive coordinator, some new players, new terminology, new scheme. Last year was about figuring things out. But 35 touchdown passes and more than 4,000 passing yards later, it's not about questions in 2016.
I want to know the offense better than anybody in the building, including Ole. And it's just going to take time. It's going to take reps. You know, last year we learned a lot. We were able to do a lot and felt good with it. And this year, you know, we'd only like to be better at it. You know, the decision-making should be way better. The crispness, the time it takes to get the ball out, the anticipation and all that stuff should, you know, expect it to be better.
Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier joins me now. And, John, the first thing that everyone wants to talk about when you're out in the community this week is what was last week all about with Greg Hardy?
Well, Dave Caldwell talked to the media today about an hour before we talked to Blake Bortles, and it was making sure if at some point if they need pass rush help, if there's an injury, if it's not working out, if it's whatever, now they don't have to go and do due diligence on Greg Hardy. They've had their hands on him, as they say. They've seen him work out. They know what he is. Dave Caldwell really didn't say either way if they would indeed sign him if they needed that help. And that's still up in the air. But the diligence has been done. There's nothing imminent. And that's what that was last week.
You know, I had this little twitch when I first heard about Hardy. I'm thinking, okay, who's hurt? Right? I mean, your reporter senses go in. And Dante Fowler just walked by as we were getting started here and said, I feel great.
Yeah, I've heard nothing about any of the guys that they're not happy with, all that stuff. It's just, this is a guy who's available and who is out there, and he has been a high-level player. They're not always out there.
Another guy who's available, and we weren't sure that he was going to be, is Kelvin Beachum. Now, the Jaguars signed him as competition for the left tackle spot, and they hoped he'd be on the field. It appears he's going to be when training camp begins on Thursday.
I asked Dave Caldwell after he said this, any limitations? He didn't say there wouldn't be, but he's not aware of any yet, and it remained to be seen how limited he is. An interesting day coming up Friday. You have Dante Fowler Jr., Jalen Ramsey, Miles Jack, all on the field at the same time for the first time. All of these guys there were concerns about in the offseason, it sounds like they will be on the field. I don't know if it's all full go. I expect them to be monitored early, but it's going to be interesting to see those three, that trio of rookies, if you will, all on the field together for the first time.
And finally, Blake Bortles takes the field, and before he does, he takes the podium, and I thought he was a little soft-spoken today.
He was, and I thought it was interesting that Blake clearly has his mind on the right areas, meaning he's talking about consistency and he's talking about starting fast. He brought those things up on his own. That's clearly the theme for the offense. As good as this offense was last year, and they showed signs of working toward being really good, they weren't great. And the reason they weren't great is inconsistency and slow starts. Blake's was clear today that that's on his mind, that's the theme, that's the focus. I thought that was good to hear that his focus is in that area.
Are you a body language guy? I mean, do you look at how people carry themselves?
A little bit, and I think he's confident.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't, even though he was a little soft-spoken, and focus, as you said, he seems to be that same loose, relaxed Blake that we've come to know.
He's the guy, and he's in his third year now being the guy. He has to not only be the guy that everybody says, but he needs to carry himself the way he always has. But this is a third-year quarterback who's starting to look that part.
All right, it's a busy week here at EverBank Field as the Jaguars get on the field later this week. Look for more from John Osier and, of course, everything that you need to follow the Jaguars through training camp 2016 right here on Jaguars.com. Thanks for joining us on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.